Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We give Him the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1. Right? Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. And it's when Apostle Paul was writing to the Ephesian church, at the church at Ephesus, you know, he was encouraging the people to walk worthy of your calling. And it's so important for us that we as Christians, when we begin our journey in Christ, we are full of zeal for the house of the Lord. We have the first love of God. We are, you know, passionate about the things of God. And over a period of time, familiarity comes in with the things of God, and then we hold certain things in contempt. We start becoming judgmental about the things of God and about the people of God. And that's where Paul is warning us, Paul is encouraging us, and he encourages us that we will have the lowliness of mind, that we will understand the purposes of God and lead holy lives unto the Lord. All of us as Christians have been given a general charge is to glorify Jesus, right? That's the general charge. And we have also been given a particular charge or calling that is unique. Our response to these charges is what gives life purpose and meaning. Fulfillment and contentment in life are not measured alone by our accomplishments. We must have the satisfaction that we are in the place and doing the task that God has destined for us, whether it be great or small. You know, I was reading a note by the commentator Matthew Henry in the book of Leviticus, and his thoughts on Leviticus 8:35, he writes, "We shall every one of us have a charge to keep, an eternal God to glorify, an immortal soul to provide for, one generation to serve." And it's so important for us to understand, we've got one generation to serve. In my generation, will I build the temple of the Lord? In your generation, will you build the temple of the Lord? Or will you wait for your Solomons or for your next generation to do the work of the Lord? That's the call of the Holy Spirit that I want to place with you this morning. God is calling us. Apostle Paul is calling us, the Spirit of God is calling us, that let us walk worthy of what the Lord has called us to be. Amen. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, Apostle Peter writes, "As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified, through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, ask God to redefine your sense of divine calling in life and to help make you more contented right where He has placed you. Amen. That's what is the secret of contentment, understanding the placement of God, that you are placed in Christ, doing your call, doing your work, fulfilling your ministry that God has called you to. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made and added into our lives. We are grateful to you. Today, Lord, I pray that we'll understand our purpose, that we are set apart for a divine purpose. We'll understand our calling. We will be contented with our calling, with the placement of our calling. Lord God Almighty, then we'll operate within the giftings that you have bestowed upon us. Give us that grace as believers of God. Give us that grace as individual Christians who are found in Christ. I pray that we will fulfill our role in the body of Christ the way you have placed us. Lord God Almighty, that we will be the shining light for Jesus. We will be the salt for Jesus. We will be a voice for Jesus. And Lord God Almighty, that through our lives, Lord, many, many lives will be impacted with salvation. That's what I pray. Salvation is a gift. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that, O God. Lord, your gift never fails. Lord, your gift is generous. Your gift is intimate. Your gift is free. And your gift is true. I thank you. Lord, I pray for your flock. As they step out into the jobs and into the businesses, bless them. Be with them. Uphold them with your righteous hand and keep them from the evil one. Preserve them and protect them, O Lord. Anoint them by the power of the Holy Spirit and prosper them. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with the health conditions. I rebuke every manner of sickness. And Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet, that they will enjoy robust health and strength in Christ Jesus. We give you the praise, glory, honor, and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful weekend and a day before you. And do not forget to go to church. Fellowship with the saints. Serve Yeshua. Bye for now.